you would please be turning in your Bibles to Romans 14, verses 5 through 8. Romans 14, verses 5 through 8. I'll be reading from the New International Version. One man considers one day more sacred than another. Another man considers every day alike. Each one should be careful, fully convinced in his own mind. He who regards one day as special does so to the Lord. He who eats meat eats to the Lord, for he gives thanks to God. And he who abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
Down through the years, I've been referred to in many ways, but Barry, I think that's a new one tonight. I do appreciate the men that work with us here. Ron Butterfield is not here today, but Ron works with us, especially in the area of classes and Bible study program. David Leip is working with us mainly in the area of the university and our association with the students. David Powell and Mike Womble are working with us with the youth. Gary McKnight was singing. You know, I appreciate each one of these men and what they mean to our program, what they mean to the work of the Lord. And I think there's something that's very important. We're not as concerned about what you call us as we are that you call us when we're needed. And even though our works may specialize in some ways and we concentrate in several areas, I think I speak for everyone that I've just mentioned, that either one of us is ready to do what we can to help you. You know, we're also Christians, and that involves serving. And we're ready to help at any time. So I've been called a lot of things down through years, and I don't want to mention all of those, but I just want you to feel free to call day or night if we can help. That's what Christianity is about. The most important little sentence, as far as I'm concerned, in the work of the church is, may I help? That's what it's about, and that's what we're here to do. Tonight, we are continuing to think about the subject of celebration. We're carrying that theme throughout the entire month of November. And tonight, we're talking about celebrating special days. I want to just think with you for a moment as I look at the month of November. November the 1st is special because it's the birthday of our oldest daughter. November the 11th and 12th were special because there was a celebration of homecoming on the campus of Freed Hardeman and here in Henderson. November the 11th was also special to us because it was the day that Judy's mother died. We believe in the Lord. November the 12th was also special to us because it's my father's birthday. November the 11th was also special to all of us in a sense that it was Veterans Day. November the 24th will be special to all of us in that it is designated as Thanksgiving Day. November the 25th is special to two secretaries because the office is closed that day. November the 27th is special to us because our youngest daughter and her husband will celebrate their first anniversary on November the 27th. November the 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th are special in the work of the church because they are the four Lord's days during the month of November. Special days. Days are special. They're special in different ways. I think we need to think about them tonight. The only day that is designated in a specific special way in Christianity is the Lord's Day. And next Sunday evening, the discussion will be centered around celebrating the Lord's Day. That's a special day. There is no Lord's Day during the year from the standpoint of Scripture that's any more special than any other. When we finish this year, on December the 25th, which will be the last Lord's Day, we will have had 52 Lord's Days during this year. There may be certain things that have made some of those special to us in our families and maybe even in the work of the church as we've had special efforts. But as far as the day itself is concerned, all 52 of those are just alike. They're all a day that the Bible points out as being somewhat special in the Lord's work. Next year, we'll have 53 first days of the week. We begin on January the 1st on Sunday. And any time that we come into the year on Sunday, or if we come into the year on Saturday during a leap year, we have 53 Sundays, and we will have 53 Lord's days next year. That's very special. Now, under the old law, God had several special days. The Sabbath day, which was the seventh day, was special under the Jewish law. God ordained that it be kept, that it be respected, that it be remembered. And it was a special day. But there were some of the Sabbaths that were special to the Jewish people. And there were other days that were special. Feast days, the Passover, Pentecost, days that were special under the old law. We're not under that law today. Those days are not special to us by commandment. In dealing with days, as indicated in the passage that was read a few minutes ago, we need to be careful that we do not go to extremes. He says there that there are some people who keep certain days in certain ways, and they do it in a way that they serve the Lord, and there are other people who do not keep those days in those ways, and they still serve the Lord. And we need to be careful about judging one another from a conscience standpoint. And we especially need to be careful about binding the observance of some days upon others when we have no authority. Over in Galatians, the 4th chapter, verses 10 and 11, he says there, "I'm afraid of you. You observe days and months and years." And evidently, he was talking to them in a setting where they were tending to go back and still not only personally observe, but sometimes command the observance of some of the days under the old law. And when you put these passages together, it seems to me that we sort of come to the conclusion that God is saying, there may be days that are special to you, and as an individual, you may keep these days in different ways, and you may have special activities that are meaningful to you as you serve God, but don't get to the point that you demand this of others, and don't expect them to observe something when there is no commandment along that line. We need to be careful about days, but days are special. Even in the work of the church, there are some special days. Occasionally, we'll plan something. We call it a Super Sunday. We do not mean by that that Lord's Day is any more important than any other Lord's Day, but that there are some activities that we plan for that day that are especially meaningful to us in our local work. We may bring in someone to talk on a certain subject that's important at that time, somebody who has some expertise, somebody maybe that can encourage us and stir us up in the work of the Lord. And so we let a day become a special day in the sense that we do some special things on that day to promote the work of the Lord. Not that we promote the day above others, but activities. Gospel meetings are like that. We may have a gospel meeting like the area meeting that we have that's on a Sunday night, a Monday night, a Tuesday night, and a Wednesday night. Those four nights are not special over others except that there are special activities that are planned in the work of the church. Our vacation Bible school is like that. And so there may be special days, and we may celebrate in a sense of rejoicing and work together in the promotion of God's work in making certain days important to us as individuals. But certainly we would not try to put out information through the brotherhood and say, now, since we have a special day on a certain Sunday, we expect everybody to observe that. That would be going beyond the will of God and beyond the boundaries of His will. Even in the work of the church, we have special days. We have special reasons to celebrate. But the only day that God has specifically pointed out and designated and mentioned in His word and given us activities specifically associated with that day is the first day of the week. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Jews were told 52 weeks a year they had one. We're told the first day of the week. Connection with giving, 1 Corinthians 16, the Lord's Supper, Acts 20, verse 7, and there are other events that were associated with that. But as I said, this will be discussed more next Sunday night. I want us to think for a few minutes tonight about special days that come and go throughout the year that are meaningful to us. First, from the standpoint of our nation. I'm afraid that we are allowing ourselves to get to the point that the holidays that we celebrate in a year mean more to us in the sense that we don't have to work than they do for the purpose of their beginning. This week includes Thanksgiving Day. 1621, William Bradford indicated that this day should be set aside in a specific, special way in the Plymouth Colony. In 1789, George Washington gave a proclamation that this should be a special day. But it was not always observed. In a sense, every president continued to emphasize that, and it is suggested that it was at the time of Abraham Lincoln that it really became a national holiday in every true sense of the word on the fourth Thursday of November. And then Franklin Delano Roosevelt decided that there needed to be more shopping days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. If he'd lived today, I'd thought he'd talk to my wife. But he decided that there ought to be more shopping days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and he changed it back to the third Thursday of November for a while. And eventually, with just a short period of time, it was decided that that was not the way to go. And we stand today basically with the fourth Thursday in November set aside as a day of Thanksgiving. Well, that's certainly something to celebrate. In fact, next Sunday morning, I want to talk about celebrating our blessings. We have so many things for which to be thankful. And I think it is fitting that we have a day that is set aside where we stop. We stop our work usually. Just about everything is closed on Thanksgiving except those things that must go on, like the hospitals and those that work there and such things. And we stop and think about being thankful. And if there's anything that we need to emphasize in this nation, it is that we ought to be thankful. On July the 4th, we have what's called Independence Day. Independence Day was, in a sense, begun to be celebrated about the time that our nation gained its independence, July the 4th, 1776, and then thereafter, there has been some kind of celebration set aside, even by Congress set aside relative to that. And July the 4th has become a meaningful day. In 1868, Memorial Day was mentioned, and it was suggested that there be a day set aside to remember those that had given their lives for our country. In 1882, it was suggested that there be a day called Labor Day, a day set aside to show appreciation for the jobs that we have and for the work that is done by the people who man those jobs. In 1918, at the end, I guess, of the First World War, there was set aside a day that was called Armistice Day until 1954, when it was changed to Veterans Day, with the idea that we needed to honor all of those of all the wars that had given their lives in defense of our country. And just a few days ago, some of you were present on the Courthouse Square, and I think some other programs at the high school in connection with that, when we were observing that day. These are days that have to do with our nation. Well, 1 Peter 2:17 says, honor all men and honor the king, in the same verse where it says, love the brotherhood and fear God. And over in Romans, the 13th chapter in verse 7, he tells us that we are to pay tribute to where tribute is due. And that's just after there's a rather lengthy discussion about government and those that are in authority. It seems to be appropriate, and it seems to be within the boundary of God's word for there to be special days set aside. And did you really stop and listen to the concepts that are associated with the days that I mentioned? Thanksgiving Day, remembering our blessings. Independence Day, remembering our freedoms. Memorial Day, especially remembering those who've lost their lives in the defense of freedom. And maybe to some extent even remembering all of those in our families who've passed on. Labor Day, appreciation for the opportunity to work and make a living and support our families. Veterans Day, again, especially remembering those who lost their lives in our nation. Folks, these are some of the basic concepts of life. And it is appropriate that we celebrate and that we think about the good things that are associated with days such as this. But then in our families, there are special days that have meaning. And the days that may be meaningful to me and my family may not be the same days of the year that are meaningful to you and your family. But there's a likeness as far as the concepts are concerned. Honor is something that is emphasized in family relationships, where the wife and the husband are told about their relationship in 1 Peter 3. Verse 7 comes down and says that they need to learn to dwell together in honor. Husband needs to honor his wife, and a wife needs to honor her husband. Children are to honor their parents, Ephesians chapter 6. And I think there are verses that show that even parents are to honor their children in the appropriate way. There's to be honor within the family. Well, if that's going to be done, doesn't it just stand to reason that there are going to be some special days that ought to be celebrated? Let me just tell you of a few days that are special in our family. And I think you can identify with these. And as I said, some of these days may not be the same days of the year that are special to you, but days special in the same way. Christmas Day is especially a day of celebration in our family. It has always been since we've had a family. We've been together most of the time, the entire family, on Christmas Day. And Christmas Day is mainly a day that we celebrate as a holiday and as a family day, because even though it appears on the Lord's Day this year, it is not more important than the other Lord's days from a religious sense. I'm thankful that there are those who think about Christ on Christmas Day, and I wish we could use that as a foundation to help them to expand their thinking about Christ and their obedience to Him. But I believe that Christmas Day is especially a day to be celebrated as far as the family is concerned. Giving, being together. Even sometimes we sort of lay aside some of the little differences that we have and maybe problems that exist on days such as this, and we come together and we celebrate together on a day such as that. I look forward to a day like that as far as my family is concerned. May the 26th is an important day to me. May the 26th, 1940, so I'm told, I discovered America. This morning I told you of another day that I'm going to mention in just a moment, and as someone was leaving, they said, "You surely look older than to have been born that day." And I said, "I even look older than to have been born the day I was." But May the 26th is an important day. And if that day is mentioned, I'll hear it, because it's an important day to me. That's my birthday. I remember very well November the 1st, 1960. Judy awakened me before daylight that morning. A little bit after dark that night, our first daughter was born. I remember February the 17th, 1962. I got out of class at Tennessee Tech, went home, rushed to the hospital. 10 minutes later, we had a son. I remember August the 17th, 1963. When our third daughter came 2.5 months early at 2 pounds and 10 ounces just to be born on Judy's birthday, so that we could celebrate her birthday in that sense. I remember March the 9th, 1965, when our third daughter and fourth child was born. I called the doctor and said, "Meet us at the hospital." He said, "There's no hurry." I said, "Doc, I've been through this before." 25 minutes later, we had our fourth child. It doesn't take Judy long to accomplish something when it needs to be accomplished. Don't birthdays mean something to you? Your day of birth maybe doesn't mean much to me, but it means something to you. And I hope that we will never get away from these. January the 25th is an important day to me, because January the 25th, 1960, I said I do. And since then, Judy's been saying you'd better. October the 11th, 8 years ago, our first child to be married was married. And then February the 14th, a little later, November the 27th of last year. These are the anniversaries of our children. I always remember April the 2nd. April the 2nd, 1938, my dad and mother were married. And I try never to forget that day. They have now celebrated their 56th and will celebrate their 57th wedding anniversary next year. And it is a celebration. God has blessed them to be together. He has blessed them with a good life, a difficult life in some of the years. They've never had a lot in many ways, and yet they've had much in the ways that count. These are days of celebration. And I think even September the 9th and November the 11th are days of celebration in our family. September the 9th is the day of the year that Judy's dad died. As I said a few weeks ago, one of the finest men I ever knew. November the 11th was the day that her mother passed from this life and ceased a life that had been filled with physical pain and suffering for years and years. And when September the 9th comes and November the 11th comes, I remember those days with a feeling of appreciation for who they were and what they were and what they meant, and especially what they meant in bringing Judy into this world and her being there to be what she has meant to me. In our families, there are days of celebration, and we need to be sure we don't forget these. I encourage my children to take a calendar and mark it. I haven't accomplished it completely yet, but I would encourage you, take a calendar and mark it. My calendar in the office, I put certain colors there for days that I'm to speak and days that things are to happen here. I've got another color where I mark every birthday and every anniversary in our family because I don't want to forget it. And when we get to those years where we at least have half-hammers, we need to make some notes so that we don't forget it. Husband ought never to forget his anniversary. Wife ought never to forget the anniversary. It doesn't mean that we have to spend a lot, that we have to do a lot. Just being together and being able to celebrate and to remember and to enjoy the things that matter in this life. Celebrating special days as far as the family is concerned, and in a personal way. I mentioned to you that May the 26th is important to me because that's my birthday. Now, I said, I hear tell it is. I don't remember that far back. There was a older lady in a certain town who'd never been married, and everybody had tried to figure out how old she was, and she wouldn't tell. She was called as a witness one day in a trial, and this younger lawyer, who felt like he could accomplish about anything, decided, I've got her where I want her. I'll find out how old she is. They put her on the stand, and he said, give your name, give your address, and she did. And he said, would you now tell us your date of birth? And she said, I don't know. He said, you mean you don't know your date of birth? She said, I can't remember that far back. He said, well, didn't your dad and mother tell you when you were born? She said, yes, but Judge, that's hearsay, and you wouldn't let that into this court, would you? Now, there is a way to get around it. But I don't think I'll ever get old enough that I do not want to tell my age or to talk about my day of birth because it's a day to celebrate. There are some important events in my life that don't mean anything to you, but they mean something to me. I could go back and tell you certain things that happened and certain days of the year that remind me of those, and there's a sense in which I at least take a moment to celebrate and to remember good things that happened to me on a day that doesn't mean anything to you. But you have days like that also. And I think perhaps the most important day in my life was October the 19th, 1953. I told you this morning I was born on October the 19th, 1953. I was born again. I was baptized into Christ. I responded to the invitation of Christ in a little country building in sight of where I was born physically and went down to the creek just a few yards down from the building. On an afternoon when we had afternoon services and when we, young people, if you can imagine, turned out school to go to the services of the church building that was nearby, I was baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. And within a few weeks, preached my first sermon along about the latter part of November or the first of December of 1953. October the 19th, 1953, is perhaps the most important day in my entire life. The other night when David Powell was talking about the youth directory that Mike Womble has just put out, he pointed out that in this directory, the day of baptism is put there, the day of the spiritual birth is put there as well as the physical birth. And I too am glad that this has happened because it is emphasizing to our young people that the spiritual is even more important than the physical. And yet I dare say if we took this audience tonight and I asked for a show of hands of those of you who remember your physical birthday as far as the day of the year it is, everybody's hand would go up except the babies. But if I ask how many of you remember your spiritual birthday, how many hands would go up? October the 19th is my spiritual birthday. When I became a Christian, I have every reason to celebrate that. There are days to celebrate in the church, the Lord's Day. There are days to celebrate as far as this nation is concerned. There are days to celebrate in the family. There are days to celebrate personally. But I want to share with you something that's said in the Bible that indicates that there's another very, very important day to celebrate. Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. And we would do no damage to that passage if we put the word celebrate. We will celebrate and be glad in it. Folks, we need to learn to celebrate today. Today is emphasized in Hebrews 3, 13 and 15. Exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. It may be that one of the days that we're failing to celebrate like we should is today. Today is important. And I'm not talking right now about the fact that it's the Lord's Day. It's important in that sense. But it's important because this is the day the Lord has made. And if the sun comes up in the morning and time continues, tomorrow will be Monday. It will be the second day of the week, but it will be a day to celebrate. And it will be the only day that we have to celebrate tomorrow. Because the day we're celebrating now will be yesterday when Monday comes. And that day that we really call tomorrow never gets here. We get almost ready to reach and get it at midnight, but when the midnight bell strikes, tomorrow is 24 hours away. And all we have is today. I think I understand this a little better the older I get. There are organizations that teach their people live life a day at a time. I'm not for sure, but that's a good approach for Christians. Certainly we want to plan ahead. We're going to be talking about planning for next year. We're even talking about what we want to be doing 10 years from now in the work of the church. The Bible gives us every reason to do that. We need to plan in our families. It's not wrong to plan for retirement, to plan for education for our children. But really, when you get right down to it, the only day that we really have is today. And we need to learn to celebrate. We need to awaken every morning thankful that we're alive and have an opportunity to live for God. We need to be able to go to bed every night thanking God for the day and asking for his care through the night. That's probably the best celebration that we need and the greatest celebration that we need. Celebrating special days, today is special. When history is written,